Got a problem? What do you do when you have a problem? Worry? Well, of course you do it first. But does worry solve anything? No, so why worry? Worry is a waste of time and totally non-productive. In our AA program, we have other ways of dealing with any problem that may enter our lives. And we can be sure that they're going to attack at any time on a daily basis. So let's be prepared. Of the many tools readily available to us, our sponsor should be at the top of the list of whom to call. Sometimes we fail to understand exactly what a sponsor really is. I sometimes think of a sponsor more as a mentor. The dictionary defines the word mentor as a trusted counselor or guide. I like that. A trusted counselor. Go ahead. Ask your sponsor how the problem should be handled. Chances are your sponsor has experienced the same problem at some time, or knows of a similar situation and how it was handled. If your problem is so unique that your sponsor has never heard of such a thing, the advice you receive should be, and this should really be the first thing you should do anyhow, turn to God for the answer. What do you think God has to say about this? When we were drinking, the slightest provocation was an excuse to pick up a drink. And if it was a problem, the greater the problem, the more we had to drink. But AA is making a difference, and the time accumulated in AA will change the pattern of our thinking so that the destructive pattern of drinking is replaced by the pattern of sobriety, whereby we pray and ask God for His help. Walking the AA path, we have turned our lives over to His care, and our well-being is maintained by God. Whatever the individual need may be, through God's grace, that need will be met. In the Bible, Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." In our lifetime, another great man, Peter Marshall, wrote, "God will not permit any troubles to come upon us unless He has a specific plan by which great blessing can come out of the difficulty." In my own experience during nearly 50 years of sobriety, many problems, both large and small, have entered my life. However, the important point is that as of this October, in spite of all kinds of problems, my sobriety is intact, and my faith in God remains strong. Oh, there were many instances when I continued to exert my will, but inevitably, every time, something went wrong, and I had to pay for my stubborn willfulness. One outstanding example, which ended up costing me nearly $500,000, is a vivid example of an individual, me, insisting on getting his way, overruling the strong advice of my wife, business associates, many individuals, plus God in the background placing stumbling blocks along the path. When I was 64 years old and vice president of one of the largest real estate companies in the country, suddenly the pressure under which I was working and the word that the company was grooming me to be president made me decide to give my son his inheritance by retiring, selling everything, and buying a dairy farm for him in Wisconsin. And my wife and I would live on the farm and I would have a great retirement hunting and fishing. The Lord told me not to do it and placed all sorts of stumbling blocks in my way. My wife nearly threatened to leave me. The president of the company made an extremely lucrative offer to stay with the company. But I was determined that this was what I wanted to do and I was going to do it. So I bought the 400-acre dairy farm, knowing nothing about the business, totally dependent upon my son's experience with a herd of dairy goats when he was growing up, and the little knowledge he picked up while attending college in northern Wisconsin. As can be expected, it was a disaster. Hunting and fishing was forgotten. I never worked so hard and such long hours in my life. Our standard of living deteriorated to become unacceptable, and the money disappeared at a frightening speed. At the end of a year and a half, we auctioned off the farm at a loss of nearly $500,000. Still owing $65,000 to various vendors, and were handed a check for $1,700. Everything we had in the world. Time for a drink? Oh, yeah. It would have been so easy to go back to the old way and drink myself into oblivion, getting myself lost in the streets of some strange city and abandoning my wife. But I turned to the greatest, most powerful source I knew of, my God, and he turned the whole mess around into a new life, which has brought me more joy and happiness than I have ever known before. More importantly, the change brought about an opportunity to learn more about God and come closer to him, and as a result has given me an opportunity to serve him better. During my lifetime, I have strong memories of 5 times that I lost a fortune, and except for 1 time, they were caused by my stubborn, willful, selfish insistence on my doing things my way instead of going to God in prayer and asking him for guidance. However, in every instance, as soon as the full extent of the situation penetrated my brain and I realized what was happening, I did turn to God for help. I got down on my knees and prayed a very simple prayer. God, help me, please. And he did. In fact, in every situation, as soon as I humbly turned to him and started to be obedient to him, things changed, immediately improving, and I realized that my life was becoming even better than it had been before. Living by faith requires obeying when the Lord indicates we are to speak or act. God wants us to trust him that he has a plan for our lives. Whatever the challenge, you can be successful by choosing to depend entirely upon God. He will stand you up and make you victorious, constantly directing circumstances and maneuvering people to ensure that his purpose is achieved. So take heart. Whatever your problem, large or small, God can handle it. Just ask him for help. Step back, get out of the way, and let him do his work.